Riverside County has a new plan for the Salton Sea, one they say could bring back tourism and generate $1 billion in tax revenue. Not everyone thinks this plan goes far enough. KVCR's Benjamin Perper has the story.
In 1968, California Governor Ronald Reagan signed a bill addressing the Salton Sea's rising salinity levels. 50 years later, the sea is saltier than ever, and it's shrinking, exposing toxic dust to surrounding communities in Riverside and Imperial counties. But Riverside County has a plan to restore its portion of the sea.
All of the things that people used to do back in the 50s and 60s could be done again. There would be fish again. There would be duck hunting again. There would be a lot of those opportunities that used to exist, not to mention the fact that it would solve both the dust control issue and the habitat and wildlife issues.
Paul Quill is with the Salton Sea Action Committee. The committee supports a plan to create a new and improved lake on the northern edge of the sea that could support boating, fishing, and other recreational activities.
The North Lake is part of a greater solution that we believe is the best and most cost-effective interim solution for the Salton Sea.
The Riverside County Board of Supervisors voted in October to create an enhanced infrastructure finance district to fund construction of the lake. Basically, the county expects that the North Lake will attract tourism and development to the area. That increased tax base will then pay for the construction of the lake issued through bonds. However, not everyone is on board with the new plan. Mark Johnson has worked in the water utility industry for 40 years and writes a blog about water issues in the Coachella Valley.
For the tax base to grow, there's got to be some improvement there. No developer is going to go in there and spend a whole bunch of money until the Salton Sea is fixed. So they got the cart before the horse on that one.
And Johnson says the North Lake would only cover a small portion of the Salton Sea's shoreline, or playa. The rest would still be an issue.
The Salton Sea Management Program has estimated that there's going to be 48,000 acres of exposed playa by 2030 or something like that. 48,000 acres. And this is only, you know, going to cover 880 acres. So that's like only 2% of the exposed playa is going to be covered by this project that's supposed to cost $400 million. So I think it's like a golden watering can trying to put out a huge forest fire. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Johnson is pushing for a different plan to save the sea, something called the Sea to Sea Project. That plan would bring in ocean water to balance out the shrinking sea.
Bringing in ocean water and desalinating it once it gets to the Salton Sea could be a viable alternative water supply for the region.
But Paul Quill says the Sea to Sea option isn't necessarily out of the picture.
The Sea to Sea option is not precluded by what we're planning on doing or what we would like to see done. And the North Lake, again, is strictly a piece of the ultimate puzzle.
Quill says the North Lake plan isn't enough on its own. It's just the local piece of the puzzle. In order to save the sea, the state and federal government are also going to have to step in.
Our position has been, since 2012, that if we locally, in other words, the two counties, the local residents, are willing to push for property tax increment financing locally, that doesn't take the state and the federal government off the hook. It simply shows them that we're willing to put our skin in the game, and they need to now come up alongside of us and match that.
For KVCR News, I'm Benjamin Perper.